You're listening to The Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down. Hey, hi, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Cannabis Hangout. Thank you guys so much for being here with us today. Today we're going to touch on medicating with edibles. I know we've talked about the different ways that you can medicate, and we've touched on, you know, ways that we like to medicate with edibles, but today we'd kind of like to dive in deep for those of you who may not know how to medicate or where your dosage is or, you know, just all the different things you need to know. So we'll be going over just different types of edibles that are out there, different brands we like, full spectrum versus distillate, and just the different doses that are out there. So, Brian, would you like to start us off?
Yes. So I know I've talked about it in previous episodes before. If you guys have listened to them, I am a low doser. I'm not someone who really hangs with a lot of milligrams. Like when I say a lot of milligrams, I mean like my limit is probably, I would say, no more than 25 milligrams in something. I kind of stick to flower, but I do have a few favorites when it comes to edibles and low dosing. My sweet spot, I would say, for low dosing, micro dosing with edibles is about 10 milligrams. Like that normally 10 to 13 puts me like where I want to be, and I can feel it through my body and it does its job, and I don't feel, you know, too overly medicated or not enough. But sometimes I feel like I need to up it, and that's okay, but that's part of the trial and error process. But when it comes to like microdosing, I've tried edibles before, this brand that we had actually got in Colorado, that was like 2.5 milligrams per little like lozenge. And there would be 40 of them in a pack. It was 2.5 of CBD, 2.5 of THC. But that was kind of like the first time I think that like I really experienced like an edible that like worked for me or really felt good. And I didn't feel like I was just like really stoned feeling, you know what I mean? So I kind of like really obsessed over that, and then started figuring out that, low dosing for me is kind of the way to go. So my favorite, I talked about Chiba Chews a lot. I love Chiba Chews. My go-to, I normally like to get the Indica, the 100 milligrams or 10, per pop, 10 milligrams each. And I like to take it when I get home from work, like right before I go to bed, because it just sets me up for like a good night's sleep and just helps me like chill out.
So question there, when you dose with the 2.5s, because I know sometimes you have to take a little bit more since your tolerance has gone up. Do you ever, like during the day, let's say, do you ever like to dose with the lower, but without necessarily wanting to feel that head change, but like you want to feel it? Do you ever do that? I know that I'll do that sometimes, not wanting to feel high, but like wanting that, but my dosage is higher. So I'm wondering if you notice a big difference between the 2.5s and then going up to a 10 and feeling that head change.
Yeah, I definitely do. So like I wouldn't normally just like a Chiba Chew, for example, like the caramel ones I like to do in the morning sometimes. I haven't done that in a while, my coffee, because I feel like sometimes I have to figure out like what I'm doing that day. You know, like you're saying, like if I'm just like going on, even if I'm like not working that day, like sometimes I won't take a 10 milligram like in the middle of the day. Like I like the lower dose. Like I'll take a 2.5, 2.5 by 2.5. Like I'll take maybe, like lately I've been taking like 2 or 3 of them like at once just because my tolerance has gone up. But like it doesn't make me like feel like I'm soaring or anything. Like you said though, like sometimes you just feel like you need like a little head change, you know, like something that kind of like puts you in a different headspace, a little mood. But that's where I think the microdosing really comes in handy for me personally.
I agree with that. Sometimes I'll find, I mean, not that I'm a microdoser, but sometimes I'll like 10 is a mic. I would say I'm a low dosage for me, but, I mean, even sometimes I'll take a 10 and I don't feel anything, mm-hmm. but like, it's a mood booster. Like you don't have to feel something every single time. Like you don't have to have that like head
sprinkle,
change.
Like a sprinkle on top.
It's
of
just
like
a sprinkle of happiness.
Your head. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the best way to put it.
Right.
So with that, I'm actually a higher doser. So my normal dosage, depending on what it is, sometimes we'll start at 50 milligrams. It usually ranges between 25, depending on the edible, to 50. I just like that head change. I've always been one that I can control how I feel when I do have that head change or I do get really high. And I like that. I feel fully in control of myself, but it's taken a lot of trial and error for me to maneuver that. So I've been in the cannabis industry since April of last year, but I've been consuming cannabis for years. I truly did not learn my method of consumption until I had started working at a dispensary and I got to try these different edibles and I figured out what hit me better and I figured out what doses I liked. And so now it's nice because I can distinguish what I want when I want it. Right. But lately I've been on, I mean, I've said this multiple times, but I've been on a big CBD THC kick. I love the one-to-ones. And Nature's Key is the one that I really like. They do a higher one-to-one dosage, which not a lot of people do. They do 25 CBD, 25 THC. They also do weird dosages like 25 CBD and like 10 THC, which is really cool.
So before, real fast, Saba, like I'm just thinking of someone who doesn't know much about edibles. Like when I first started with it, I didn't really understand like all the lingo. So if someone is listening and you're saying like a one-to-one or 25 THC, 25 of CBD or whatever, mm-hmm. like what does that mean? And how is it different from your body from just taking like an edible that's 25 milligrams of THC and like doesn't have CBD? Like mm-hmm. how do you steer that someone in the right direction?
So that's, I mean, my dosage is obviously a lot higher, so don't start with that. But the big difference that I notice is, so I'll eat the Nature's Key after I get off work or if I've had a really long day. It's not something I can do during the day because the THC and CBD together for me is like an explosion in my body. So I get that head high, I get that body high, I just am all around feeling good. So for me, it's more of like the one-to-ones are more of an end of the day thing. Mm-hmm. And it's more, or if like my body's hurting really bad that day, then I'll half it and won't take the full thing. But for me, it's more of like a body explosion. Like I love the way it makes my body feel more than my head. Mm-hmm. I always get a head high, but comparatively to the, like just eating a THC 25 milligram, I feel that in my head a little bit, but not even close to what I feel with that one-to-one. I just feel like, with that CBD and THC together, I feel like it's just a big old explosion because they're meant to work together, those two compounds. But like, I feel like THC by itself is really, really good, but I just find the CBD to be more effectful for me.
So really CBD, having that in your edible can be just more healing to your entire body.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I feel like I also have a hard time finding edibles that make my body feel good and not mm-hmm. just my head. You know, like I don't want to feel like my mm-hmm. head's floating, but really it's my body that's hurting. It's my body that's been working all day. You know, like I mm-hmm. want everything from like the top of my head to the bottom of my toes to feel like kind of euphoric and relaxed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's really the feeling that I've kind of been chasing lately, like the body high, because it's just, I love it. My body hurts pretty constantly, my back, and that's just not something I want to live with all the time.
Yeah.
And so that one-to-one really, like for me, it really just alleviates all that pain from my back and just anything I feel, which that's why it's a big thing for me. But I love higher dosage edibles. Like I said, that's my go-to. So I like, with all the trial and error I've done over the last year of being in the medical field, I've really been able to nail down what my body likes, what my body doesn't like, and how to control and how to function my highs, which is a very hard thing to do. And it's not something you can just easily pick up.
I feel like that's what scares people mm-hmm. with edibles because they're just like, I mean, for me, mm-hmm. like I love to have control over my body and what I'm doing mm-hmm. and you know.
Yeah. And so like when Brandon took that one-to-one, the same one that I love, she was not in control of her body.
I was in space.
Yeah. She was just like spiraling out of control. And like it just probably felt like a black hole of like just continuance.
Yeah. But, like for me, for example, like Saba, yeah. like this just goes back to say that like everyone's body is mm-hmm. so different. Like yeah. you could be a big dude and like you don't have to show off and think you can just pop a 50. Like it,
yeah.
it can literally like, mm-hmm. I feel like everyone should always start out at a low dose, yeah. especially if you're experienced with edibles and like they're not your thing yet.
Yeah.
Like just because like you're bigger or like you mm-hmm. can, you know, maybe lift a bunch of weights or something yeah. like, doesn't mean that like
yeah.
you're suited well for mm-hmm. like a 50 milligram off the bat. Like your ass might be chilling and passed out from a good 10 yeah. or 15. Like you never know with that.
It's so true. And it all goes down to how your body breaks it down, and not everyone's intestines processes things the same way. So I'll have patients who are like half my size, maybe 110 pounds, maybe less, eating like over 500 milligrams of edibles. And that just goes to show that everyone's bodies are so different.
Which blows my mind. Cause I exactly. remember you telling me you had a patient who was like a girl who was like really smaller
yeah.
and skinny, and she does that, but yeah. that's what her body needs. But like, I would be like in a coma for days exactly. if I had 500 milligrams in my body.
Exactly. But that's just how our body processes it. So edibles aren't for everyone. Some people mm-hmm. just, their body just doesn't process it. And so what an edible can do for them is nothing compared to like what smoking flower can do for them. So, I mean, low dosage, high dosage, any dosage, it takes a lot of time to figure mm-hmm. out what brands you like, experimenting, trial and error. Yeah. And it's, one thing it's with edibles, because I just went through a pack of these Nature's Key in like 4 days, which that's not cost efficient. And so like, that's another thing now that I'm looking for is what can I take that does what I need it to do and still be cost efficient. Mm-hmm. So as you start once you start figuring out your method and brands you like, then you can break down into cost efficiency. And for some people, that's a thing. Like they think about how much they need to spend on their medicine. And so for me, it's like now I'm tailoring down onto cost efficiency with brands and what can I get the best bang for my buck, you yeah. know, and make it last for longer than 4 days.
Right, right.
So
yeah, edibles are kind of like those little gems too that you hold on to. I feel like if you, like you were saying, you run out of them fast, mm-hmm. like edibles for me, like I'll have them
forever
in my drawer. Like I'll have them for so long because yeah. I don't, you know, use them like that. But with edibles too, like you can have, if you're someone who likes something more sweet or mm-hmm. something that's not, like you have a huge like array of like a variety of stuff to choose from. Like for example, today, Saba, whatever you tried, I don't even know what the brand was, but you know, she cannot stand a gummy that has sugar on it that she has to chew.
Yeah, I'm just not a big, like, I don't like chewing a ton of things because, again, like, I have such a high dosage. So for me, if I'm eating a gummy and it's going to be a big fat gummy, the minimum dosage I want it to be is a 25, nothing less. Because at that point, if it's a 10, for me, it's a waste of chewing all the stuff I have to chew in my mouth. And it's not a waste of a gummy, but like I almost feel like it is, because one, I don't appreciate it while I'm chomping yeah. on it, because it's like I just want to swallow
it. It's like a texture thing for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and a texture thing. So for me, if you can pack a bigger punch in a smaller gummy, then that's awesome. And yeah. that's why I'm such a big fan of the Nature's Key, because they're mm-hmm. so freaking small
yeah.
and they still pack a huge punch for me.
That's awesome though. Like I feel like in Oklahoma, I mean, you know, we're still on the grounds of like getting mm-hmm. you know, new stuff, you know, better quality here. But that's one thing I feel like we do run into as, I mean, probably could say for a higher dose too, but like I feel like for more of like low dosers like myself, it's hard to find brands that are good or that are quality and mm-hmm. they're not, you know, they're not crap. You know, it's just like whenever I find like a low dose edible, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe this is only 5 milligrams. Yeah. Like, this is what I need. Or, mm-hmm. you know, like I kind of want to buy it, but I'm kind of like apprehensive at the same time. Cause I'm like, I don't know what it's going to taste like.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do this, but like that's trial and error once
yeah,
again.
That is really hard. But the nice thing is people who don't want to smoke, people who don't want to inhale, like, you know, just all that stuff, you can opt in for edibles. Like, yeah. and the nice thing is there's so many different kinds. They have chips, mm-hmm. they have cookies, they have brownies, they have cakes, they have cheesecakes, ice cream bars, like you name it, they have it probably.
Yeah, and that's one thing, like today when we were at a dispensary and they had, you know, that olive oil that yeah. you could cook with, like mm-hmm. I think it was 100 milligrams yeah. that were mm-hmm. in the bottle. And I was just like reading the back of it, you know, like they, like some brands and some don't, maybe, I don't even know at all, but it made me nervous because I was like, well, if I'm cooking with it, like I would like to know, like, is one tablespoon of this oil 10 milligrams, you know, like how do I know if I want to make something like that frightens me because I don't want to consume, you know, more than 15, I feel like, or so if I'm cooking.
Yeah.
So
that's a really hard one. Yeah. It's frustrating when brains do that. And they don't put but I know a lot of people who make their own edibles because of that, or they can't find edibles that mesh or suit their lifestyle, or it's either too high or too low and they just can't find it. So they're like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it myself.
But that's a good point, though, because I feel like a lot of that's becoming more and more popular.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People are in their kitchen, like, creating stuff, and, you know, they might open up a processing company for edibles because they're good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to experience that more.
Yeah, I think we do, too.
Yeah. Anyways, so the next thing I would say, like, having how to find brands for certain occasions. And when we say occasions, we mean like environment. So whether it's at home, you know, are you like a certain brand that might work for you at home? Maybe if you're like hanging out with family, if you're going to a family event and you feel like you need to medicate a little bit and you want to do it, but, you know, with an edible, or if you're going like out and about, you're going to be in a social scene and, you know, what kind of edible, you know, what brand, what dosage is best for you then? Because around family, like, I don't want to be out of my mind.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to still be like a good functional person who doesn't feel like I've taken a lot of milligrams.
Yeah.
And I personally haven't had that big and wide of an experience with different edible brands being low dose.
Yeah.
Cause I can only think of maybe two or three brands that I've had, and one of them not even being in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like, what's your ideal edible if you are going out in the social scene and if you are, like, you know, kicking it in for the day or if you're around family?
So for when I go out, if you know me, you know I love Sublime. Sublime is out of Arizona, but their products are in Oklahoma as well. Their caramel chews are so awesome. I have not found a caramel chew that's better, more effective. And like, even their 20 milligram, which that's a very low dosage for me, that their 20 milligram packs a solid punch.
Which is like quality to me. That speaks volumes.
So quality. Yeah, so quality. And it's like, you can't taste anything in it, which I love, but it, like, that 20 milligram, now it doesn't, like, yes, I feel a little bit of a head change, but it's more so like, that's like my low dosage for the day. Like, if I'm going to, you know, go out and be productive and like, you know, just have to work and get stuff done, I would take a 20 milligram to put me in a really good feeling headspace and just like positive, happy, ready to go, ready to get after it. If I'm going out, I'll up it to the 50 milligram.
The Sublime one still though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll up it to the 50 and I'll go out with you guys, and, you know, that's something I can function with.
That's one thing, Saba. Like, if we ever want to go out to the bars or something and we're, like, drinking and stuff, like, Saba will maybe have one or two or whatever, but, like, she normally, like, just rides and drifts with an edible for the night. And she's normally, like, the DD, but, like, not in a I'm a DD way. It's more of like, I feel like you're always cool with being like, I know, like, I'm down to like take my 20 milligrams or more and just like
roll.
Chill.
Exactly. Cause I'm always in control of myself. And that's just because I've maneuvered.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know when too much is too much. And I like, and I've said it before, I've been on an edible where I looked at you and I was like, listen, I can't do it tonight. I'm not driving. It's not happening. Like, we're going to have to Uber. And we did. And it was perfect. But, you know, when I know my tolerance has been pushed, I will say something because I would never do that. But
that's good. You can feel that and listen to your body enough to know that.
Totally. Yeah. And then, like I said, the one-to-one is when, you know, I get off work or I'm having a chill day and just like kind of want to be melted on the couch.
Yeah.
And if I'm usually around family, I would probably do like two or three Chiba Chews.
So like 30 milligrams?
Yeah, like 30 milligrams. If I did the hybrid, I would do two because I feel like those hit me a little bit different.
I feel
like they're a little bit higher.
They're 13.
Yeah, they're 13. And then the indica sativas are about like
nine to ten ish.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll do the hybrids. Sometimes I'll do the sativa depending on the mood. But that's also kind of where I just take two big fat rips off my vape before I go in and I'm just like cruising.
There's so many options with that. But I feel like too, I feel like for some people on a weekend, like, you know, some people who don't medicate during the week, mm-hmm. you know, at all, like even maybe even in the evening, but they like to, they want to experience and have fun like for the weekend, you know, yeah. it's kind of like maybe their alcohol choice.
It's a really good weekend treat, honestly.
Because it's the fun thing about edibles too is that they put you in a place to, like, if you do want to go out and have fun, like, you don't feel like you're missing out if you're not drinking alcohol.
Yes.
Because you're just, mm-hmm. like, it's a great buzz still.
Totally.
You're in a great headspace. Mm-hmm. You're just, like, on a different, a little bit of a different level. But, like, not in a scary or bad way.
No,
it's just, like, enjoyable.
Same wavelength, but different level.
Yeah.
Just, like,
not,
yeah.
Because alcohol's so different it with
is,
being intoxicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. So the last thing we're going to touch on is distillate versus full spectrum. And I won't dive crazy into this. I'll just kind of give you a little like gist of it. So full spectrum edibles are going to contain more of the plant, like terpenes, all the goodness of the plant, the flavor, the effect. It can be longer lasting and more of a body high. It just varies from person to person. And how full spectrum edibles are created is pretty much you soak the cannabis in butter for a long time and you strain out the bud and stem and it just you're left with this green butter, that can of butter that you can make edibles with. And I will say with full spectrum edibles, I have not found one that tastes really good because you can taste the flower,
mm-hmm.
but that's how you know it's a full spectrum edible because of you taste that flower. And
yeah.
Like the other day I had a caramel, I think from Red Earth, and I did not love the taste of it. The consistency was mm-hmm. good. I did not love the taste. It was actually very not great to me.
That's okay to be honest.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for.
Yeah. But that's the flower. Like that's how I knew it was full spectrum.
Yeah.
And it said it was a sativa and the strain was Trainwreck. And I took it on an empty stomach, which I should not have done. I do not recommend that. Do not ever do that.
Step one, eat.
Eat. Yeah, step one is always eat. But it kind of made me feel a little weird. Like it was a 15 milligram mm-hmm. and it could have definitely been because I hadn't eaten and then I did eat and it kicked, you know, it just kind of, I don't know what it did, but it made me a little bit dizzy. But anyways, when I woke up from my little 20 minute nap, whatever, I felt like so much better and I was ready to go and I felt the effects.
So rejuvenated.
Yeah, I felt the effects I was actually supposed to feel from the edible, not so much like because I didn't eat.
Yeah.
But anyways, I felt it just like, it was very different than like mm-hmm. the distillate edibles I eat. I wouldn't say I felt it to be more like a stronger,
right.
but I definitely feel like I felt it in my body versus distillate. I don't really.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, you just feel, you taste the plant, you get the strain qualities. It just carries over to the edible, which is awesome. And then distillate is going to be more heavily refined oil that's kind of been separated from the plant. So it goes through extensive process to narrow in on the cannabinoids. And usually how they extract is ethanol is the normal way, but there's many different ways of extraction. And it's pretty much just THC molecule on its own. No plant uniqueness. It doesn't tie to a strain. Nothing like that. But with distillate, it's nice because cooking is, I feel like, is a little bit easier and better tasting. So like Sublime is a distillate edible. So I love Sublime edibles and they're very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The caramels, you cannot taste anything. But again, that's to say full spectrum versus distillate, how different mm-hmm. it is. And for some people, like I know patients that come in where distillate does not work for them. It hurts their stomach. You know, your edibles should not have chemicals in them as far as like leftover from ethanol or anything. But, you know, some people don't process right. And I know people who have had really bad reactions to distillate edibles and they've had to go to the hospital. And it wasn't because they overconsumed. It was because it was like there was a chemical component left in the edible that reacted with their stomach. So that's just to say that when you go to buy edibles, like ask, trial and error always.
Ask questions. Who's your farm?
Yeah.
Who's your grower? Like
who's a processor? Like, how much do you guys know about this company? Are they in state, out of state? Have
mm-hmm.
they had time? And I will say that brands that are out of state, I'm all about support local, do not get me wrong, but brands that are out of state are a little bit easier to do trial and error with simply because they have had time.
More experience.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. more experienced. They've had time to tailor down like their process, and so they have it refined. And so, you know, like I know if I eat a Sublime Caramel Chew yesterday and I eat a different batch of a Caramel Chew 3 months from now, right. I'm going to get the same effect. And I feel like consistency is so hard to find. Yeah. So that's definitely like both. I mean, both taste very different and the effects are probably going to be quite different, yeah. but that's all trial and error to see what works best for you.
With that being said though, too, if you guys ever go to like states where it is recreational in it, mm-hmm. like enjoy it and like dip your feet into different stuff because the market in Oklahoma, obviously it's small and it's growing, mm-hmm. but like we only know like the brands, you know, here yeah. in Oklahoma, the state here. Mm-hmm. And so if you do go to Colorado or wherever, like if you're a low dose or like myself, like go find some edibles that like are yeah. low dose ones and mm-hmm. just kind of enjoy yourself and
yeah.
fill it out and hopefully they'll bring it to Oklahoma.
Yeah. But. I know that's always hoping, but yeah. And ask your bartender questions. And if they're not answering the questions that you're asking, like how you want them, or you feel like you're not being educated, leave. Don't feel
that,
like you
it's
have
okay to do that.
Yeah. It's okay to leave. Don't feel pressured. I will say I always feel pressured to buy something, even if my mm-hmm. bartender's shit, but like right. I've learned to teach myself not to do that because I'm not giving somebody money who's not doing their job to provide me my medicine.
Yeah, I mean, and it's ultimately your experience and it's ultimately your medicine. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel confident in what you're buying or purchasing or the knowledge or it makes you feel mm-hmm. safe and comforted, like it's okay to, you know, figure something else out. I mean, that's why we have a bunch of different options of dispensaries. That's why they're all there competing.
Yeah, and that's why we use tools like Weedmaps, Leafly to yes. do research, find out. Brands, dispensaries, read yeah. reviews, you know, it's those, I mean, we say this all the time, but those are the tools that you need to have right. a good experience and learn the things that you need to do about strains, about how to consume edibles, mm-hmm. just read articles, read what patients have to say about dispensaries before they go in,
yeah.
find out about product that they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are just a couple things that we wanted to hit on. And I mean, as always, consume responsibly.
Yes. Always start low and you can up your dose if you need to. And like Saba said, consume responsibly. And I think you'll be in good hands.
Totally. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope that you learned a thing or two about edibles and consuming with them. Brand, do you have anything?
Stay medicated.
Thanks, y'all.